Customers may end lease and return phone at any time. Wireless service subject to Straight Talk terms and conditions.
4 minutes past the hour at 3 o'clock here on the Wednesday midweek edition of the Gym Class coming your way right here on KGYM. Plenty to get to. Mark Ironside, the Hall of Famer, will stop by. We'll talk college wrestling. We'll look ahead to Iowa-Oklahoma State coming up on Sunday down at Gallagher-Iba Arena in Stillwater. Speaking of Gallagher-Iba Arena, Iowa State down there right now as we speak, going through shootarounds as Iowa State will take on Oklahoma State in Big 12 basketball coming up tonight. Reports coming out of Iowa City that will interest Hawkeye fans out there, and a whole lot more, including a Bowling Night in America preview. All that coming up. Gym Class coming your way on KGYM. Good afternoon. Scott Unash with you alongside Mark Dukes. Alex Kuhn, our producer, coming your way here on the Gym Class. KGYM here on an overcast Wednesday afternoon. Not too bad outside, though, as far as the temperature is concerned. Thank you very much for joining us here today as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour. Local programming block getting underway for you right here on KGYM. We'll get to Mark Ironside coming up in just a little bit. Basketball coming your way tonight on KGYM. It'll be Iowa State taking on Oklahoma State. We'll have it for you beginning at 7 o'clock on 1600 AM with the pregame show. About an 8:05 tip-off from Gallagher-Iba, historic Gallagher-Iba Arena. And then at 7:30 tonight, it'll be UNI at Bradley to take on the Braves at Carver Arena in Peoria. And that'll be on 107.5 along with 106.3 FM tonight as UNI looking for their first Missouri Valley Conference basketball win of the year. And, we'll have both those games. Iowa women, they're also in action. The Iowa State women also in action tonight as well. Iowa State will take on nationally rated Oklahoma, and Iowa looking for revenge against Illinois tonight. That is a 7 o'clock tip-off down at Carver Hawkeye Arena in Iowa City this evening. Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Good afternoon. Looking forward to dissecting some wrestling that is going to occur this coming Sunday, as you mentioned, at Oklahoma State, number one against number three. And then next week, it's number two against number three. So, big set of days for the Iowa wrestling team.
Iron sharpens iron, Mark. That's what they always say. That's what Mr. Ironside tells us. Iron sharpens iron. So, that's the way you look at it, I guess, as Iowa goes down to Oklahoma State.
Yeah, we'll break it down. I think it's going to be pretty close, but Mark knows a whole lot about it, more about it than I do. That's why Kurt Gustafson sponsors his segment and likes his opinions each and every week.
Corey Clark, sounds like he will be a go. In fact, the Iowa wrestling team met the media a little bit ago, and Corey Clark, according to reports out there, said that he missed time due to a shoulder injury, but he is back and ready to go. Of course, there was all kinds of speculation on social networking out there that he was going to miss the year. It was potentially a career-ending injury, nothing like that. He is back and will be ready to go in Stillwater coming up on Sunday. And again, Mark, as you know, what's the first thing you were taught as far as journalism is concerned? Journalism school, you have to have more than one source. Am I correct on this?
Well, I think it was don't work for BuzzFeed, something like that.
I don't think there was.
But of course.
It wasn't a BuzzFeed back when we were going
through school.
Of course,
you need to source stories.
This is coming out from footballscoop.com, which is a fairly reputable internet source, internet site, that has a bevy of reporters out there, writers, if you will. And it's also been cited by Land of 10. Stephen Petrella, the Land of 10 breaking news editor, has put this out. But there are reports, nothing confirmed as of yet, probably Friday, if anything happens. But there are reports out there that Iowa is going to part ways with two assistant football coaches. And they will not be back on the staff, according to this report, in 2017. And that would be running backs, special teams coach Chris White, and wide receiver coach Bobby Kennedy. Those are the two. Now, according to footballscoop.com, right now, the big, heavy recruiting period is coming up. The recruiting dead period ends Wednesday night tonight, and Iowa and every other school in the union will be out there wooing kids one last time before things get serious on February the 1st with signing day. And according to Derek Young from scouts.com, says that Chris White and Bobby Kennedy are the only Iowa coaches not scheduled to be on the road when the dead period ends tonight. Football Scoop is reporting that their contracts will not be renewed. Kennedy has been at Iowa since the 2013 season. He's also been at Colorado, Washington, and Texas. And White has been with the Hawkeyes for 4 years. Of course, he came from the Minnesota Vikings, where he spent 4 years there. So, smoke to the story here. It is a reputable website, footballscoop.com. And they've had some good breaking things over their duration that they've been out there.
Well, changes have not occurred with much frequency in Kirk Ferentz's career as the Iowa football coach, which leads me to wonder the appointment of Brian Ferentz as offensive coordinator, how much, if these reports are true, how much Brian Ferentz has influenced that situation.
Yeah, if he's had a say already in who's going to be back. Because these are two offensive guys, and maybe he wants to bring in guys that he knows in his short time, relatively short time as far as being a coach is concerned. What do you think out there? 319-366-1600. That is a Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. You can also give us a call. Alex Kuhn will get your name and get you up to the front of the line here. Again, that's 319-366-1600.
Just based on recent production, you know, Iowa had 2,000-yard rushers this year for the first time ever. And I didn't think the special teams were all too bad this season.
No, Ron Caluzzi was outstanding. Desmond King.
You got to wonder about the reason, if it is so, that Chris White would not be renewed. The wide receivers, we've talked ad nauseum about the lack of playmakers out there on the edge, the lack of production. C.J. Beathard with the lowest passing yards by Iowa quarterback in 16 years. So I guess that one kind of adds up. But there's more to it than the production, I think, a lot of times.
Well, and this would not be unprecedented, Mark. When a guy comes in, whether it be an athletic director, whether it be a head coach, whether it be a coordinator, you can come in, you can make changes like that. And to be honest with you, a lot of programs around the country, and you mentioned the fact Kirk Ferentz has been, for the most part, very loyal to his assistant coaches during his tenure at Iowa. But there are a lot of other programs that bring in coaches basically on a revolving door basis. Iowa has not chose to do that, though. Mm-hmm. And these guys have been around for a while anyway, and maybe there is some smoke to this story, maybe there isn't some smoke to this story. I would imagine we will know fairly quickly. The other reason is because the football coaches convention, I believe, is going on right now, and there are a lot of feelers out there. People know if there are job openings out there.
Yeah.
And so it all adds up. Let's go to the phones. Let's bring in Eugene. Talk about the Iowa possible changes as far as the staff are concerned. Hi, Eugene.
Hi, guys. I totally agree with what you said that Brian's, you know, probably going to tweak the staff the way he likes it. I'm not surprised about the receiver coach because I thought the receivers actually have gone backwards a little bit since Campbell left. And, you know, except for maybe Tavon Smith and a few of the guys, but I thought the top guys were good, but we weren't making progress down below. I'm a little bit surprised by the special teams thing. I thought they were good special teams, but, you know, who knows? Maybe there's been some under the surface stuff that's coming out now that was tolerated. So I'll hang up and listen, and thanks, guys.
Thanks, bye. Eugene. Appreciate that. Thanks for the call.
Opinions on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line, 3558. I wonder how much Akram Wadley knew about the coaching changes before he made his decision to come back. Seems to me he was going to be gone if Greg Davis were staying.
That could be. Maybe it's all just playing out that way. And, as far as Eugene is concerned, and getting back to him. I agree with him about the special teams. That's a kind of a head scratcher right there. But and to piggyback that with 2 1,000-yard rushers. Maybe there was something behind the scenes we don't know about.
Remember, Brian Ferentz was the running game coordinator, and he probably knew as much about the job Chris White was doing as anybody.
Maybe Chris White has another job out there he's going to. Who knows? I mean, that could be a possibility as well. It might not be a situation where Chris White is leaving just because. Maybe he's got something out there to move up as far as the coaching hierarchy is concerned somewhere else.
2364, I can see Kennedy leaving. Wide receiver development especially has been lacking. I'm sure Brian Ferentz has a number of connections in both pro and college ranks.
Yeah. Let's bring in Joel from Muscatine here at 3:15 on this Wednesday afternoon. Hi, Joel. How you doing?
Good. How are you guys? In regards to the sources, Football Scoop's usually pretty accurate.
Yeah.
They're reporting it. There's a lot of smoke to that fire, but there's a lot of fire to that smoke. The other thing is, like you said, Todd, it is the coaches' conference right now in Nashville. I've been to that thing 5 times. It is basically just speed dating. It is guys trying to find their next job. And a lot of coaches don't like to stay in the same place for 15 years. They like to move around. So it wouldn't surprise me if this change is made. I'm wondering to see if maybe Brian goes outside of the Iowa footprint. Maybe some guys who may be in Houston or in that Bill O'Brien tree, or some of the guys that he's worked with to implement some of the maybe the new concepts that he's thinking about introducing.
Great point, Joel.
It's that coach's conference, that's a blast, though. That's a great place to go if you ever want to go to a good conference.
And you may even get some sessions in. No.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm kidding.
Exactly. The other thing is, too, is last thing I'll say is if you like to break out, that's how you get some young, new blood into a program. And, you know, that's what Hayden Fry did. There was no reason for him to hire Kirk Ferentz in 1981, but some guys that he knew, he trusted, and he went ahead and made that jump. And now we've had what is, 30-plus years of quality instruction by that particular coach. You never know who you're going to find by shaking it up a little bit.
Yep, I would agree on that. I would agree on it. Thanks, Joel. Appreciate it.
Yep.
I was in my first year of covering Iowa football for the Gazette in 1981, and I remember the screams from Iowa fans when Kirk Ferentz hired, Hayden Fry hired Kirk Ferentz because he was young, mainly.
No one knew his name, really.
Nobody really knew his name. I think he's kind of panned out.
Yeah, I think he's done all right for himself out there. Appreciate the phone calls, 319-366-1600. You can also text us as well if you have an opinion on that, as there are some rumblings out there anyway, as far as that is concerned. I want to remind you that the Minnesota Twins Caravan returns to Cedar Rapids, and the Colonels, of course, invite you to this fun annual Hot Stove Fundraiser coming up on Wednesday, January the 25th, 2 weeks from tonight. It's at the New Bow City Market. You can stop by for a delicious buffet by the New Bow vendors, silent auction, and panel talk with Twins players, former Cedar Rapids Colonel Byron Buxton, and pitcher Trevor May. Tickets $40 in advance, $45 at the door, and the proceeds go to the Colonel's Foundation. And for more information, go to kgymradio.com on that. 2 weeks from tonight, they'll talk a little bit of baseball at that time. 319-366-1600. Other coaching news today in pro football. Two teams have head coaches. Sean McDermott is the new head coach of the Buffalo Bills, taking over for Rex Ryan. And the Denver Broncos have brought in Vance Joseph as their new head football coach. That announced by John Elway and the rest of the Denver Broncos today. And I will we'll find out tonight if the resident Bronco fans at Bowling Night in America are thumbs up or thumbs down for Vance Joseph moving into that role. Also, NFL news, sounds like the NFL, and I kind of thought this would be the case with one of the teams, and it sounds like the NFL is going to push for the San Diego Chargers to remain the San Diego Chargers, the way it sounds. A lot of inroads being made, 11th hour, 23rd hour, whatever you want to call it, as far as keeping San Diego in San Diego. So we'll see how that plays out. It sounds more and more like the Raiders are going to Las Vegas, though.
I don't like that.
Yeah, it's the Oakland Raiders, man. It'll always be the Oakland Raiders. It'll always be Al Davis. As much as I'm a Kansas City Chiefs fan, I respect the heck out of the Oakland Raiders. and I want them to stay there.
I didn't like the L.A. Raiders.
No, I didn't either. I did not either.
A couple texts coming in, perhaps explaining the reported dismissal of Chris White. 7377, White was one of Eno Benjamin's recruiters, and rumors were he wasn't returning messages and keeping in contact with Eno.
Okay.
8721, you're going to 2,000-yard rushers when you can't throw the ball. Just think how good they would have been with a couple receivers. And 0244, it has been reported elsewhere that statements made by Chris White led to Eno Benjamin not being a Hawkeye. Right or wrong, you may be taking the fall for the defection of Texas recruits.
You may be the guy going under the bus.
I think Eno Benjamin committed to Arizona State, did he not?
I believe so.
Yeah.
I believe so. I'd have to double check on that, but I think that that is the case. 3:20, we're going to talk to Mark Ironside coming up here in just a couple of moments. Don't forget, coming up later on in the program, before 4 o'clock, we got a pair of tickets to see the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders take on Madison Saturday night, January the 21st, 7:05 for the face-off on College Night out there at the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena. Show your valid college ID for discounted tickets, plus two for drink specials, including $2 12-ounce domestic draft beers, popcorn, hot dogs all night long, and a post-game skate the Rough Riders, and we'll have your chance to win those tickets coming up a little bit later on the Gym Class here on KGYM. We will take a break, and when we come back, we'll talk wrestling with Mark Ironside after this.
Maybe it was okay to get laid off every winter before you had a family, but now you need regular pay all year long. At PMX, that's what you'll get, and it's yours just for working 3 or 4 day weeks so you still have flexibility. A steady paycheck and time to do the things you want. It's the perfect combination. PMX Industries in Cedar Rapids has full-time positions available right now, so apply this week at ipmx.com. If you're ready for steady, go to ipmx.com.
It's that time of year when the Braves stand up to Old Man Winter, and the rest of us turn tail and get inside. But not for hot cocoa. You've got a house to paint. You're going to paint over scuff marks in the hallway, the fingerprints on the den wall, and the unidentified food stains in the kitchen. And it starts with Lowe's. Lowe's has new lower prices on paint and primer. Now just $17.98 and vanities as low as $89. So let's get this painting party started at Lowe's. While supplies last, U.S. only.
GEICO presents Unanswerable Questions.
Why are yawns contagious? What makes some ketchup fancy? Or the big one? Why doesn't everyone switch to GEICO and they could save 15% or more on car insurance? However, you could be a part of the answer by switching to GEICO and saving hundreds for yourself. Money you could use to purchase bottle after bottle of the fanciest of ketchups.
GEICO, the answer to savings. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
You drove him to every practice, every game. But now he's driving to his first day of college, where the games are going to get bigger. And so are his dreams.
American Family Insurance knows protecting your dreams goes beyond the car itself.
See Kurt Gustafson at Kurt Gustafson Agency, your American Star Certified Agency. Excellence in customer experience.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company and its affiliates, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
The Gym Class in the Gym. KGYM. Eastern Iowa Sports Talk Radio.
23 past the hour of 3 o'clock, Wednesday edition of the program. We'll get a Bowling Night in America preview. And don't forget, coming up, we got your chance to win some Rough Rider tickets. See the Rough Riders in action as they will be taking on Madison coming up on Saturday night, January the 21st. Right now, though, we welcome in Mark Ironside. Talk wrestling with us, and his appearance brought to you by Kurt Gustafson Agency of American Family Insurance on Johnson Avenue Northwest in Cedar Rapids. Stop on by, tell them that everybody at KGYM sent you, and we would encourage you to do so, and they are located across from the Johnson Avenue Hy-Vee there on Johnson Avenue. I said Johnson Avenue quite a bit right there. How you doing? You made it back from Michigan all right. Nice quick trip, I guess. I don't know. Was it good?
Didn't seem quick. We left on Thursday and got back Sunday night. So, but it was good to be on the road with the team again. You know, a lot of hotel time.
Were there killer card games or things
no,
like that?
No, I could not believe we didn't play any cards. you know, it was a good opportunity though. We were gone for 4 days, and I got four really good workouts in, so I'm getting my winter fat off.
Oh yeah,
so to speak.
You just look
getting myself
horrible.
Back in shape a little bit, so that's kind of nice. But no, there was no card game, surprisingly. You know, Terry Brains and I, we got into one night. We were actually going to play cards, and then First Blood came on. And them dang commercials, oh, they drag a movie out. But you can't stop watching. And then after that, all right, I'm going to bed. He says he's going to bed. So I go into my room. He goes into his. Well, actually, we were in his room. But and then go into my room, and First Blood 2 comes on next. So the next morning, Terry comes down. And he's like, hey, I just got to tell you. I stayed up for that whole next one, too. I was like, so did I! Couldn't stop watching it, but there was no way. When 3 was coming on next, there's no way. I couldn't do it. It was past midnight. That was past my bedtime.
Oh, man.
Sold-out crowd at Cliff Keen Arena.
Yeah, it usually is. Yeah, I mean, only seats, what, 2,000 people?
It should be sold out.
It better be sold out. It should be selling that out, whether Iowa comes to town or not.
31-7 Iowa victory. What'd you take away from it?
I thought we wrestled well. I did. You know, we wrestled well on the scoreboard. We left a lot of points out on the mat. We went 8-for-10. Meyer was the one loss that was hard to swallow. Just lets guys in on his legs way too often. Way, way, way too often. You know, it's hard to be offensive, put your own points on the board when the guy's in on your legs for more than half the match. And you're scrambling around, rolling around, and so forth. So, but he got, let's just say, talking to after that match from Tom, and he performed much better against Michigan State. But against the Michigan meet, there's a lot of matches there that we left a lot of points out of the match that didn't need to be as close as they were. You know, 133 pounds getting Corey Clark back in lineup for the first time. You know, he wins 2-0 on a riding time point and an escape. I had a takedown at the very, very. If there was 3 or 4 more seconds on the clock, he's got a takedown. If he had gotten that takedown, it's 4-0. I'd have felt a lot better about that match. But he looked good. No sign of, you know, shoulder bother him or anything like that all weekend. In good spirits, making weight, doing a great job. So it looks like Corey Clark's back. You know, I'm still a little bit nervous that, you know, anytime you hurt a shoulder at any point in time, you know, whether it's practice or competition, especially competition, when you know, you're trying to gut things out more, that you could tweak something like that really easily again. So it's still awfully nerve-wracking watching him wrestle the whole time, which, by the way, in the Michigan State meet, I'm like, why are we riding him out in the third period? We've already got over 4 minutes of riding time. Let's cut him. It's 6-0, 7-0 at the riding time. Let's cut him, get a takedown, so we can at least get a major. Do we need it for this meet? No, we don't need it for this meet. But at the same time, be nice just to, you know, get a major, see him wrestle a little bit more on his feet. He hasn't been scoring a lot of takedowns. He just got back. But then when it's all said and done, I sit there in the back and I kind of realize the reason that Tom probably wasn't making him cut in because of his shoulder. You know, no sense when you're up and you're dominating to go take a shot and get caught underneath and try and finish a shot when you really don't need to when you're trying to come back from a shoulder injury.
Well, it was talked about today when the Branses and Iowa met the media that it was a shoulder injury. Corey Clark says he's 100%. He's back, ready to go. So that's good news there. And like you said, there were so many rumors out there. And he said, nah, it was just dinged up a little bit. So yeah. he put those to rest.
Which is good. I mean, that's why, you know, these people on the internet, they hear everything is, you know, known to man that, you know, what's going to happen, he's done for the season, blah, 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 you know.
Career,
you know, ending injuries and stuff. I think just people make it up on purpose, I swear. It's just to create drama. It's like, don't these people have jobs and lives? Just tune into the gym class, you'll figure it out, you know.
Thank you, Mark.
Corey's back. He felt good. Like I said, no sign of any issues, but it just still does make me a little bit nervous just from the fact that, you know, someone that has a shoulder injury that just still nags at me on a regular basis, that, you know, something like that could get tweaked very easily at any given time.
Well, let's cut to the chase, and that is Sunday's match against Oklahoma State. I see you've doped it out. I've doped it out a little bit. You know these individuals better than I, so I'll defer to you. But right now, excuse me, based on rankings, it's like 5-5.
Mm-hmm.
And Iowa has a slight edge in terms of the rankings and in a couple weights. And And Oklahoma State, a slight advantage in another. But
Means it comes down to bonus points.
Bonus points and upsets.
Well, I think what it comes down to, without Alex Marinelli in the lineup, you know, and I know that's something that, you know, Coach Tom Brands is still contemplating whether you bring him out or not, and if so, when do you do it now? Try to win this duel type of thing. I think there's still a lot of variables out there that are making him second guess himself, I guess, so to speak. I think, honestly, without Alex Marinelli in the lineup, it comes down to whether Alex Meyer wins at 174 or not. He wins, Iowa wins the duel 20-14. He loses, it's tied 17-17. That's how I have it figured out. And obviously, when these guys get together, anything can happen either way. Like you said, it could very, very well come down to bonus points. We're definitely heavily favored at 125, and we were counting on Gilman getting bonus points, which they are as well at 165 too if Marinelli doesn't wrestle. So, there's so many big matches. I mean, 133 pounds, Corey Clark, you know, taking on Cade Brock. Cade Brock's only lost once in 2 years. He ended up getting hurt last year. He beat Cody Brewer last year, who beat Clark in the finals. So he beat the national champ last year. The only loss he had last year was to Nashawn Garrett, and that was by injury default. He hasn't lost in 2 years. The kid's a stud, and he's just, you know, working his way up the rankings. So he wants this match bad. It's at his home facility. It's against the number one ranked guy in the country. It's a huge opportunity for him, and he's a gamer. And he will go out there, and he will let the fur fly too. So that match right there is going to be crazy fun to watch. So there's another swing match. 149 is a swing match. Sorensen versus Kalika. That's 2 versus 3. Kalika's wrestling tough as heck right now. And nobody really gives Sorensen the true, you know, respect that he probably deserves just because he doesn't typically put a lot of points on the board. You're like, are you kidding me? He's ranked second in the country. He was a national finalist last year. Yeah, he was. You just can't tell it. But you know, he just wrestles so many matches close. But he's been putting more points on the board lately, and his defense is so good. But I'm giving that one to Sorensen just because he's so stinking stingy, and he's a gamer too. 157, another toss-up match. You know, you don't know what's going to happen there. JoJo Smith, last year, Coach John Smith's son, comes out. He wrestles extremely well. Just so fun. Fluent, you know, a lot like Coach Smith, but more physical. And then you got Kemmer, who likes to score a ton of points, both offensively and defensively. That's going to be a great match. Honestly, it could probably go either way. So there's a lot of these guys that just have not wrestled each other before, so you don't really know what to expect. Even at 184 pounds, where they have wrestled each other, they're 1-1 against each other. Okay, so Brooks is 5 and Boyd's 4, and then Boyd probably has the upper ranking on because he beat Brooks last year, but Brooks was dominating, or 2 years ago, but Brooks was dominating until Boyd went upper body with him, and Brooks should have bailed out and thought he was safe and ended up getting thrown to his back. So there's another toss-up match, but I'm going to give Sammy Brooks that one. So you can go up and down the line. Heavyweight's going to be another fun, interesting match there. Austin Schaefer, who's ranked number 9 right now, he's a 197-pounder last year. Very versatile. It's going to be, Stoll's got a lot of size on him. That's the good thing for Stoll. Stoll's so good upper body, but he's pretty good lower body too. But he's going to be wrestling a guy that was a 197-pounder last year. He's a little bit lighter, a little bit quicker, and he's going to have some really good leg attacks. How that's going to work against Stoll, we're going to find out, but I'm definitely giving that one to Stoll. Stoll's looking good, and I like it.
Yeah. You think this thing's going to start at 125?
Yeah, for okay. Sure. I do. I mean, I like Coach John Smith. I have a lot of respect for Coach Smith. He's traditionalist. I don't see them drawing. I mean, you never know, I guess. But I just think that he's the type of guy that wants to start it traditionally at 100, the lightest weight, 125 pounds, and work your way up to heavyweight.
Well, I think he would, too, because, he's got guys all over the place. But I think he believes in the back of his mind he can get some of those upper weights. And I think he wants to get that crowd going. If you start up there, if you draw a high number, boom, the momentum's not there at the end of the match.
I think that he will start at 125 and not draw, but if he really, really wanted to play the system, it would work out better for him if he did draw. Because do you really want your team starting out facing Thomas Gilman and getting your butt whooped all over the mat? Is that how you want that momentum to start out? The other thing is, do you want it to end with a guy that weighs 280 versus a guy that weighs 225 at heavyweight and is heavily ranked? So if it comes down and it's tied in this match, do you really want it on that guy at heavyweight for you when we're heavily favored? Probably not. So it makes a lot of sense for him to draw. But even with that said, I just think that it'll show the type of person that Coach Smith is, and I still think he'll start at 125 pounds and just do the traditional meat. And I don't know, that's the way I am. I just think that's the way he is. That's the way the coach Tom Brands is. And that's how you do it.
Iowa has at least three or four guys, by my count, who have never either experienced a match against Oklahoma State or have not been to Gallagher, Iowa. How do you prepare those guys for that environment?
Well, those guys, it's a situation where they've been in many environments before. Have they been in Gallagher, Iowa? No. Have they been in the state finals of a high school meet? Yeah. I mean, it's just another match. It's a big one. But Gallagher, Iowa, I mean, these fans are going to be ruthless. But those guys, a guy like Cameron, he gets up for stuff like that. These guys, I got 100% faith going to Oklahoma State, being in Gallagher, Iowa Arena is going to do nothing but fuel our guys. And it's going to help us. It really, really is.
Remember the first time you were there?
Yeah, it was crazy. Crazy. It was back then, it held like 8,000 people. Now they added on to it, and I think it holds like 10 or 11.
A little bit bigger
now,
but they're all right on top of you.
It's a small floor, yep. and it's high seating on the sides and all around, and you got Pistol Pete in there. I mean, those are the fun times. Those are the days. Those are the things when you're training in your room all by yourself, you're lifting, or you're going through a grueling weightlifting workout or a practice or a stair workout, and you got time to think in your head about things, that why you're training, what you're training for, and you need some extra motivation. Those are the things that you think about. At least that's what I did, is going into some hostile environment like that when your back's against the wall, being in an absolute dogfight of the match. Both guys are super tired. You got everybody in the world against you there, because there's not going to be a whole lot of Iowa fans, and that's why you train for those times right there. I mean, you want to be the guy that silences, the gym, so to speak. And I just think that's our guys. I really do. First time I ever went there, completely sold out, standing room only. We were ranked first, I think. Yeah, we were ranked first. They were ranked second, and we won 9 out of 10 matches. That was one of Gable's years. But, man, the things that they were saying to Coach Gable and gestures they were making to him. And I remember after I was done wrestling.
I'm not going to ask the worst thing that was said to you. Or
No, and like that was, what it reminded me of? It reminded me back in the good old days when Jeff took on Prairie, which, can you believe they don't even wrestle this year?
That's
just insane.
I know.
That's a whole other story. But that's what it reminded me of. Back in those days when you'd walk off the mat and there's like no bench. There's no team seating. It's just you walk. It's so packed. You walk into the crowd, and everybody is against you. And I can just remember after I got done and coming back up from the wrestling room and with my warm-ups on and stuff like that, and after the match, and just taking it in and looking around and like how cool this was, an environment type of thing to be competing in. But at the same time, it's nerve-wracking. But nerves can be good if you use them to your advantage.
I was only won 6 times in 22 appearances.
Really?
In Stillwater.
Well, let's make it 7. No better time than the present.
And also another streak on the line here that I read in the notes here is that Iowa's won 21 straight road duels. So the last time Iowa fell in a duel was at Minnesota at the national duels in 2013. So it's a pretty good streak going on right now.
It is a good streak. I wasn't aware of that one, but I'm sure Tom Brands probably just brought some reporter probably just brought that up to his attention today at Media Day. Other than that, he probably didn't know about it either. You just don't really look at that type of stuff. You just go out there and you put the best team together that you can, and you go out to win matches. And that's hopefully what we're going to do. It's going to be fun.
It's down here, Mark. Don't worry about it.
Jam-packed January, really. I mean, in a span of 6 days, you get numbers 1 and 2. Penn State on that following Friday.
Yeah, that's
in Iowa City, but then Ohio State after that.
I know. It's going to be one thing after another. I mean, this is just really I'm like, honestly, I'm all giddy. I'm so excited for wrestling right now, that knowing what we have ahead of us. That trip to Michigan State was kind of fun because you get on the road with the team and stuff like that for the first time in a while since I didn't go to Midlands, and first road trip for me. But now that we're getting into some good matches, these are the type of places where I'm excited. It's like, hey, what time's the plane leave? I'll be there a half hour early, you know, than what we're supposed to be, because I'm just – I live for stuff like this. This is going to be exciting. Having Penn State at home right after the Okie State duel, hardly any turnaround time, being on a Sunday versus a Friday, and then right to a Friday, and then Ohio State the following week, and then the Arctic plunge. Boom.
6402 on the text line. I graduated from Prairie. In 1990, I remember Ironside and Mad Hatcher. I think that was Matt, right?
That was my brother Matt versus Matt Hatcher.
Oh.
It was Matt and Matt.
Matt and Matt.
Going at it. What a thrill. It was so exciting. Awesome memory of my high school years.
Yeah, that was a heck of a dual meet. I wrestled Brock Southers that dual meet. So, but yeah, you had me, and then you had Matt and Matt, and then you had Mike Hatcher all in a row. And then at the state tournament that year, you had myself, Matt Hatcher, Matt Ironside, and Mike Hatcher, all four of us in a row. And the thing is, you know, they lived over in the J Street Apartments, and I lived over off of Victoria by the Dairy Queen, and we knew each other. And we didn't even train with each other in the off-season stuff. And great family, great guys, and it was almost like we grew up in the same neighborhood but went to different schools. Can you imagine if we would have been all on the same team?
Oh, gee. Oh.
And then when I graduated from high school, I went on down to Iowa. I never even lived in a dorm or nothing. I went straight to the house and lived with Matt and Mike Hatcher, and then my brother Matt actually came down, and he stayed with us quite a while. So that was a crazy
year. Yeah, I was going to say, statute of limitations, I think, has run out on that one.
We don't have enough airtime to tell all those stories right now. But.
Who, early on anyway, but like I said, I was getting into their healthy part of their schedule anyway. Has anybody really jumped out at you this year nationally or in the Big Ten?
Well, obviously Penn State, like they always do. I mean, they just whipped the crap out of Nebraska on Sunday. So they're doing what they're supposed to be doing as a number two ranked team. So they're looking really, really good. I'd say right now between Iowa and Okie State and Penn State, it's a dogfight. And then you got to throw Ohio State in there too, who's looking pretty good too. So I don't know. We'll see. This is where things get interesting. This is where, you know, Big Ten schools start wrestling Big Ten schools. Michigan's obviously down. They're redshirting three guys right now, kind of savoring themselves for next year. Michigan State's obviously down. Although I will say Chandler, who took over, who was assistant coach, they probably should have just got fresh blood in there to start with. But I think Chandler will do a better job, and he's going to slowly but surely slowly get the program turned around at least a little bit better than what it is. Minnesota obviously having their issues. Freddie Stroker leaving Minnesota now.
Yeah, what's up with that?
I don't – who knows?
I mean, just fallout from everything that's gone on over the last year?
I think that has a little bit to do with it, yes. He's not in the lineup anymore. You don't know why. I'm sure it's, you know, a deal with Agum and the coaching staff why he's not in it. But then you ask Agum and the coaching staff, they'll say, well, it's because Freddie's doing this or this, or he's not doing that, you know. I don't know who the heck knows. It's a lot of drama, and so that's just one of the things that you'll get when you have certain individuals in your room. And honestly, right now, as much as I like Brandon Megum, I think he's a good guy and stuff like that. For Minnesota, they kind of need to do what Michigan State did. I think for all the issues that Minnesota's had right now, they would need to bring in completely fresh, new staff, blood, everything in order to get that program kind of back up on its feet, so everybody from the outside knows that, hey, it's a fresh start.
No Jay Robinson, just
yeah. And as you know, we've already been into that discussion and everything else, but at the fact now, it is what it is. They are where they are. They're having a rough year, and it's an unfortunate situation.
I noticed three Iowa wrestlers went to Loras College over the weekend, including Carter Happel, and he won his third tournament of the year. My question really is, when you're in your redshirt year, how many matches can you? Is it an unlimited number of matches that you can go to unattached?
Yeah, there's no limit. You go as many as you
want. So that's great experience.
Yeah, it's a really good experience. Yeah. It was not very good experience for him this weekend up at Laura's because he got first. Paul Glenn got second, Brock Rathbun got third. So the guys that wrestled each other every day in the room ended up basically wrestling each other in the tournament. So it really wasn't any different than in the practice room.
And had to drive to Dubuque.
Yeah. They could have just stayed home and did that. You know, so... But yeah, just getting on the mat, you take what you can get. There's not a lot of unattached tournaments after the first of the year out there, so we sent quite a few guys there. Skyler St. John, you know, won the tournament for us, looked really good, and, you know, had a good win over another Iowa guy that was kind of our backup guy at 165 right now besides Marinelli, so at 174 too, really. So it's good. We got a lot of good things going on down there at that younger level. So we'll see. We're losing a lot this year, but next year we're going to have a lot of new blood in there as well. So
there you go. And then I believe Wartburg won the Division III national duels again.
Shocker.
Yeah. So what's new, right? What's new? Different coaching staff, but same results.
Yeah, Keller's doing a heck of a job up there. He didn't miss a beat when Miller left. You know, he's I'm sure Miller still is still around the program an awful lot and doing an awful lot up there, so I'm sure that helps. But Keller, you know, he's a take a bull by the horns type of guy, and he's a leader, and he's good both on the mat, in the room, and you know, with the organizational aspects of the office work as well type of stuff too. So Keller's doing a really good job up there, and he's proven himself.
Paying attention to the NFL playoffs at all?
You know, we were this weekend a little bit. I'm going for Pittsburgh.
Hey,
yeah,
yeah. I like Pittsburgh. You know, I really like Pittsburgh, and I'd love to see a Pittsburgh and Cowboys Super Bowl, just like it used to be back in the old days when my brother Matt and I would go at it. He had the Cowboys garbage can. I had the Pittsburgh Steelers garbage can. You know, so but yeah, Michael Kemmer, who's from out there near Pittsburgh, and he's a huge Pirates and Pittsburgh fan. So. We were giving him crap, you know, as soon as he got done after his match. Tom asked him, how long did it take you to get on your phone to see what the score of that game was after you got done wrestling? So, but yeah, we followed. It's fun for the guys on the road to, you know, watch games like that and follow stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And everybody kind of cheers against everybody. So,
UNASH has a different opinion, I think, right?
Who's UNASH going for? Green Bay?
Chiefs.
Oh, yeah, Chiefs are in it too. Hey, you and Royce Alger.
Oh, Royce is a Chiefs fan.
Yeah, Royce is a Chiefs fan.
All right. Mm-hmm. It's good to have Royce on your side.
It is always good to have Royce on your side.
In anything. we welcome Team Royce.
Yeah. He was the coach of our bowling team, just so you know. If you need a substitute, you could go there if you needed to.
Okay.
At least it would be good comic relief.
Coaches are guys who can't make the lineup, though, right? Oh, no. I didn't say that, Royce.
No. Nothing like that. All right. Well, have fun. Have a safe trip to Stillwater.
Will do. Looking forward to it. And then we'll see you guys back here next week for a lot to talk about next week after this meet in Penn State coming up.
Penn State, man.
So.
Going to be a lot of fun. That's going to be a biggie on that Friday night. All right. Thanks, Mark.
All right. We'll see you guys. Thanks.
All right. We will take a break. Come back. And when we come back, we'll have Bowling Night in America preview for tonight. Without Royce Alger, coming up after this on KGYM.
Greeny, are you seeing the results you want from working out?
Oh, yeah, Golic, it's working. I'm just looking for a way to push through those extra tough workouts.
What about a better source for your supplements?
Well, you must be talking about GNC.
That's right, Greeny. I'm talking about the new GNC.
What's new?
Even more innovations from the best brands and new lower prices. They've even got a free cash back reward program.
Sounds like a big change, Mike.
I'd say it's a milestone. Check it out, Greeny. It's one new GNC.
Now everyone wins. As any sports fan knows, nothing feels better than winning. And right now, when you come to Applebee's for lunch, you could win big with their all-in burger meal deal.
Come into Applebee's and try one of their all-in burgers with fries and a bottomless Pepsi for just $9.99.
You could win the chance to produce Mike and Mike for a day.
You could also score great instant win prizes, including a free all-in burger meal deal and pro sports tickets.
Hurry, because this deal won't last long.
Only at Applebee's.
Hawkeyes, Cyclones, Panthers, and all the college teams in the area. If it's in the news, they'll be talking about it. Scott UNASH and Mark Dukes on The Gym Class, KGYM.
Back with you at 3:48. Bye, Mark. Gym Class, KGYM. Steelers.
He is really excited about this weekend.
I know he is. and he can root for the Steelers. That's fine. I have a lot of friends that are Steelers fans, so can't go wrong this weekend, although I still want the Chiefs to win. Speaking of that, tonight, we want the Rusty Nails to win. It's Bowling Night in America, and this preview is brought to you by May City Bowl, Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on KGYM.
Very close match last week. We outlined that and lost a series by 7 pins, but we move on. Tonight, lanes 25 and 26. It's Barry's lanes. Rusty Nails still in a tie for 4, 38 up, 34 down. And try to get back on the winning track tonight. Scott, you're in the lineup. I'm on the sidelines, and I'll await positive texts from you.
Yeah, but this is our nemesis, man. We got him last time, but you know, this is like if there's a team you don't match up well or something like that. I don't know how it always works out, but it seems like we always don't. We rarely bowl well against Barry's lanes. And they seem to always bowl well against us. So we'll see.
Well, I think we give them pins, and that's a problem right from the outset. But we'll have to deal with it. Or you're going to have to deal with it, not me.
No, you're not going to have to deal with it. I'll deal with it tonight. We'll try to bring you positive updates tonight.
Sounds good. Check out May City Bowl anytime for league information, open bowling. You want a company party, birthday party, what have you, give them a call, 362-0136. And I invite you to visit the pro shop. Andy Dirk's doing a great job there. You can see it all at the website, maycitybowlcr.com.
At the beginning of the program, we were talking about the possibility of Iowa letting go of two assistant coaches. That being reported by footballscoop.com. That would be a running backs coach and special teams coach Chris White, and wide receiver coach Bobby Kennedy. We'll talk more and get more texts about that coming up here when we come back to get to the last few minutes of the Wednesday edition of the Gym Class. As we go to break, going to give you an opportunity to win a pair of tickets for the Saturday, January 21st matchup between the Rough Riders and Madison. It is college night. More information, kgymradio.com. Caller number 6 at 319-366-1600. You are going to get a pair of tickets to see the Rough Riders take on Madison on the 21st. Back with more after this. May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the Mature League, but they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl off Williams Boulevard Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the Gym.
I unlocked $10 in thank yous with my DePaco checking, and now I'm unlocking a scary movie night.
I unlocked $25 in thank yous with my DePaco savings, and now I'm unlocking a month at the gym.
During our thank yous campaign, members proved there's power in participation.
I unlocked $60 in thank yous with my years of DePaco membership, and now I'm unlocking tango lessons with my wife.
Using more of DePaco's services, eligible members were rewarded with thank yous cash. More than 45,000 members participated, cooperated, accumulated, and unlocked more than $2.85 million in thank yous greenback.
I unlocked $5 in thank yous with DePaco e-statements. And now I'm unlocking a chance to pay it forward.
I unlocked $25 in thank yous with my DePaco savings. And now I'm unlocking my daughter's future.
Although thank yous has ended, you're welcome to learn, earn, and save at DePaco. Equal housing opportunity. Federally insured by NCUA.
Covering Eastern Iowa sports for more than 40 years combined. UNASH and Dukes. The Gym Class on KGYM.
Congratulations going out to Kevin of Marion as he'll be heading to the stable to see the Rough Riders take on Madison on the 21st, courtesy of all of us here at KGYM and the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders as well. We've got basketball coming your way tonight on all three of our frequencies starting at 7 o'clock, 1600 a.m. Iowa State at Oklahoma State tonight. And that will be with John Walters and Eric Heft on the call. Again, that will be at 7 o'clock with the pregame show. And then at 7:30, Gary Rima, Kevin Boyle, UNI basketball at Bradley on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. APC is coming your way next from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock. They will have your opportunity to win from Lebowski's, a $30 gift card, over 40 tall boys, 10 tap handles. Enjoy a White Russian or the Lebowski burger, courtesy of the APC. They are located on Blair's Ferry Road in Robbins. Check out all their specials on their Facebook page or hit up kgynradio.com for more details. They had great trivia. Did you hear their Lebowski's trivia yesterday? They kind of went reverse Lebowski trivia.
I did hear that.
And they went with the... of course, yeah.
Branded.
Yes.
Wasn't branded?
It was about Branded, the short-lived television program starring Chuck Connors. Of course, he was known as the Rifleman.
Yeah, I remember the Rifleman. I didn't remember Branded.
I did not either. But I know the song that was Jeff Bridges sang in the back of the car. You got to see the movie. You got to see the movie. Check it out right there. But more of Lebowski's trivia coming up today on the APC here on KGYM.
Poll question today, KGYMradio.com, has to do with tonight's game in Stillwater. Who wins, Iowa State or Oklahoma State? And go to KGYMradio.com for that. A poll brought to you by Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's.
Yeah, going to be an interesting game tonight. Oklahoma State, new regime down there, as the coaching staff came in from Stephen F. Austin, and it was a mess. They took over. They inherited down there. They have not won a Big 12 game as of yet. This is a golden opportunity for Iowa State to sneak in there and get a road victory that would more than likely put them at the end of the year in the top echelon of the Big 12 conference. Can they do it, though?
Tough road ahead. Kansas comes up on Monday. Is that right?
Big Monday. Yeah. Well, it's TCU first.
TCU first.
Yep, they go to TCU, and then Kansas on Big Monday coming up next Monday, like we talked about yesterday with Michael Oz.
I think Iowa State and its fans figure a split of the next four games is the minimum result you can have to stay in the race. They still entertain NCAA tournament hopes, even though there's still a long ways to go. This four-game stretch, I think, is pretty important for the program.
TCU is much improved. They got to go through the Big 12 season for the first time to see how it all plays out. But much improved. Jamie Dixon, I believe, is down there now as the coach. And they put a lot of money and resources. They got the football program up and running first under Gary Patterson. They've turned their attention to the basketball program now. They've done a billion-dollar upgrade as far as their facilities are concerned. They want to get TCU basketball to where TCU football is, and it hasn't been there as of yet with a couple of different coaching staffs. They try another one coming up now. Of course, as we told you, footballscoop.com reporting that Iowa is going to let go or has let go two assistant coaches. That has not been confirmed by the University of Iowa as of yet. Land of 10 has also picked up that report, the website, with our friend Scott Docterman, Sean Keeler, et al. And they are reporting Chris White, running backs coach, special teams coach, has been let go, as well as Bobby Kennedy, wide receivers coach, or at least their contracts have not been renewed. Perhaps we should say it and put it that way.
Important to note, nothing out of Iowa on that front.
Yeah. John Cranton, he will have a lot as far as the NFL divisional playoffs, and we will pick the NFL divisional playoffs. Will I take my Chiefs? Ooh. That's the big question coming up tomorrow. We'll have the Carl and Ernie's Pick 6 coming your way on KGYM on the gym class coming up tomorrow. I'll try to get strikes for you tonight.
All right. Good luck to you and the rusty nails.
I will try to do you proud this evening. I think a couple Bruners on the tap. You never know how many Bruners are going to show up as far as this thing is concerned. You've been listening to the gym class. Stay tuned. APC coming your way next here on KGYM.
America, it's time for some straight talk. There is no good way to fold a fitted sheet. Nobody really likes kale. And those wireless companies offering no contract plans? Surprise! To get a new phone could mean